This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Have you ever lined up for a movie or some other thing that you've lined up for an extended period of time? I mean, I'm not just talking about a few hours. But I mean overnight. Have you ever done like an overnight camp out kind of thing in excitement for whatever it was that was going to be released at a certain time? That's happening in Hollywood right now. People are lined up and have been for several days in front of the Chinese theater expecting to be allowed in to see the new Star Wars movie, special premiere on Monday, I believe, or Tuesday.
I talked to some friends about doing an overnight lining up for a movie. We never actually did it.
But what was that?
It was for Jackass, the movie.
Really?
Now, we knew that no
was
one
that
else...
Was that in the 90s? When was that?
I think it was later than that. You know, it might have been Jackass 2 then.
Steve-O is still making ridiculous, dumb videos.
Well, I'm sure people are watching them, too.
Oh, I've actually subscribed to
it. So, I just thought it would be funny. It would be, you know, Jackassery to stay overnight for the Jackass movie.
I definitely, if I were a movie theater owner, would not want the Jackass crowd camping out in front of my movie theater, because they're just going to be lighting things on fire all night long, and that could be really bad.
Well, I didn't think that there would be anything but the three of us, and we just talked about it over beers, and we thought it would be amusing, since we were going to go see the movie, to camp out overnight for it, and then call the newspaper and let them know that we were going to do it.
Yeah, that could be a real insurance nightmare, I think, for that one to happen. But the Star Wars fans are likely fairly well-behaved, and we'll talk more about who is camping out, what they're doing out in front of the theater, and is it happening where you live already? Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733, or bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Also on the way tonight, there's all kinds of interesting things that we could be discussing, including the latest on the Uber case out in California, and apparently it's not good news for Uber, but... That's still to come. Let's go first to Nick. He's in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I just want to say that this is the chickens coming home to roost for days in New York. For years, he's been on Craigslist, rants and raves in his own town, fighting with people and, you know, telling them that they should get from behind their keyboards and come talk to him face-to-face and say their trash to his face. So finally, someone comes to his house, to the battered women's shelter where he lives, and now he's going to get a restraining order. You know, Dave is a huge hypocrite. He's a coward, and he's online asking people to meet him. And then his idiot brother shows up wearing an anonymous mask, and Dave, his response is to call a radio show and say he's getting a restraining order against his useless brother. It's ridiculous. These two kids were spoiled as children, and now look at them. You know, neither of them have jobs. His brother, Matt Grady, has all these kids that he doesn't pay for. He beat a guy almost to death, allegedly, you know, this old guy that he was in a secret gay affair with. And when it was going to come
well,
to
Well, if
life,
he beat somebody he almost beat to death, that sounds like a good reason to keep him away. I mean, maybe Dave's not wrong to get a restraining order against this guy.
But, you know, Dave is on rants and raves telling people to come to his face, come say that crap to his face.
Well, that could, I see where you're coming from there. I mean, that if that's the case, can you really get in front of a judge and say, yeah, I invited someone to come to my face, and then when they did, I wanted to get a restraining order against them? I don't know. I don't know if that's going
to
fly.
What family talks on Craigslist to each other?
Dave is apparently a wonderful this guy. One. I love you, Dave.
Thanks, Nick, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, yeah, we were discussing the folks that are standing out in front of the Chinese theater in Hollywood right now. And there's actually a couple there who came all the way from Australia, and they planned the trip 18 months in advance. She said the trip started to be planned when they found out the release date of The Force Awakens. And boy, it would have been a disappointment had they moved the movie's release date. Sometimes that happens.
It does happen. How So why would they go to this particular theater? Because they knew that it would have...
I guess it's an early premiere, right? So the actual nationwide release is Thursday evening, I believe. And this is going to be, I think, a Monday showing. So it's a special Hollywood premiere showing.
Okay.
I don't know if it's just one or if it's going to be an all-day thing, but you know, they wanted to see it as soon as they possibly could. Although she does point out that technically the movie will premiere in Australia first, noting the time difference between Australia and Los Angeles, but the experience of lining up and the friendships we'll all make outweighs those few hours, she says.
Okay.
Just before The Force Awakens is screened, Ritter
will... Plus, if she had planned it ahead of time and you didn't know that Australia was going to be there ahead of time, then, you know, you can sort of forgive somebody for going through with the plan that they'd already made and whatever, you know, whatever things they'd already purchased for that plan.
Right. And so apparently she'll be getting married to her fiancé, Mr. Porters, outside of the historic theater in a ceremony orchestrated by the venue itself. For her big day, she says she'll don a classic white dress with handmade crystal X-Wing starfighters on it. She said that we just want to do something unique and fun and engage the fans.
Well, may the Force be with them.
Let's see. That's actually the president of Grauman's who said that. Also said that Ritter would be escorted down the aisle by Darth Vader himself. Officiating the ceremony will be a friend of the couple who goes by the name of Obi-Shan. A number of sponsors have come on board to help with the nuptials. Dunkin' Donuts will provide the campers with donuts on the morning of the wedding while Baskin
Robbins. That's what we had for a wedding cake. My wife and I had bunch of glazed donuts in sort of a pyramid shape with a bride and groom stuck on top. It was awesome because...
That's my kind of cake. It's cheap.
Well,
Cheap.
And it's unique enough.
Yeah. It was memorable.
It was a memorable cake.
How many people remember the wedding cakes they've ever eaten?
Yeah.
I sure as hell wouldn't.
You know, there's some really awesome cakes I've had at weddings, but...
They're all the same, white-topped cake with a little bride and groom at the top, right? Did you have the bride and groom thing at the top?
We did have the bride and groom thing at the top, but that was just because it was a pile of donuts. It showed people what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And... We did the whole thing for less than a grand. We had more than 100 people at this wedding, and we did it for less than $1,000. Her parents did pay for the catering, which was awful. I wish it, wish I'd have been in charge of that. We'd have been better off with pizzas.
Baskin-Robbins has agreed to provide the happy couple with a Star Wars-themed wedding cake, and a local boutique hotel has pitched in to provide the newlyweds with a suite for the night of their wedding.
Wait, aren't they going to be staying out all night for this thing?
No, the wedding's going to happen right before the movie. So they're already camping out. They got there on the 5th, so they've been camping out for a solid...
They're going to get married, they're going to go watch the movie, and then they're going to go do it.
Presumably.
Okay,
that will be the order of operations. Hopefully they won't start doing it during the movie.
That would be completely inappropriate.
Yeah. A local boutique, let's see here.
What would make you think that?
In the era of reserved seating, when queuing is not actually necessary, the lengthening lines are a testament to the intensity of franchise fandom. The manager says, we've had reserved seating for a couple years, so people don't line up the way they used to. But Star Wars is a whole other animal. People are coming from all over the world. It's not about getting into the theater first.
So reserved seating means that you get a seat, not that you get the seat that you ordered, right?
I'm not clear on that. I don't know of any theaters that will actually give you a specific seat, but you know what? I did read about this. There's a group of Free Staters that are going to see Star Wars on Christmas Eve, and they said, one of them did say that when you reserve the seat online, you can actually select the seat. So apparently some theaters do actually have numbered seats wherein you have a specifically assigned seat, and you can pick seats near your friends and things like that.
Hmm.
So that's kind of cool. So she says people are coming from all over the world. It's not about getting there first because they already have their ticket. It's about sharing the passion for the film with their comrades. Nathan Kluke, who's driven from Detroit, agreed. He says, we line up because we used to have to line up. It's become tradition. I don't know if it'll continue, but as long as there are people who like this, we'll do it. For Kluke, who sports long brown dreadlocks, this marked the fourth time lining up outside the theater. He joined the organizers of LiningUp.net for the previous three installments of Star Wars, starting with The Phantom Menace, which he admitted disliking. He said, I'm old school.
This hate for Phantom Menace, I just don't understand it. I recently watched it again.
It's more of a kid's movie, isn't it?
Well, it is a movie about a kid.
Yeah, that's true.
But you can't tell me that Jar Jar is really... Is he that much worse than the Ewoks?
I couldn't tell you.
I mean, you know, the Ewoks you saw when you were young, so it was more acceptable and palatable to you.
Yeah.
But Star Wars has had this strain of sort of, you know, adorable, laughable creatures. You know, there's parts of Phantom Menace that I can that's somewhat transparent to me, but it was okay.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Was Jar Jar worse than the Ewoks? It's Free Talk Live.
Have you become a slave to Big Tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you'll always get free, guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and Big Tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto ship and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Expectations are super high for the new Star Wars movie that is going to be opening up. I think it's probably a worldwide release. generally the other countries don't have to wait much anymore. It used to be that the U.S. would get the release, and then later on other countries would get it. It seems like more and more these days it's all simultaneous. Anyway, that's going to be big. No matter what happens this weekend, even if the movie's just a stinker, it's going to be a huge open, no doubt. People are going to want to see it for themselves, and it's almost seems like it's almost impossible for it to really be that bad because it's being directed, I believe, by J.J. Abrams, who also directed the Star Trek movie, which is kind of an unusual crossover, right? The same guy who directed Star Trek is directing Star Wars. That's a first, right? Has that ever happened previously? Have there been a...
I can't imagine why it would. I mean, George Lucas was the guy who did it before that, so no.
But I mean, but like a, you know, a major cast or major, you know, producer or something like that. I've been on both sides of the old Star Wars, Star Trek divide. Isn't there kind of a divide between some of the fandoms there?
I think that
like
there
one
is...
one side or the other?
I think there's a divide. It doesn't reach me, but if I had to pick a side, I'd say I'm Star Wars. Oh, like, yeah. I just like that better. But I've watched most of the old Star Treks and enjoyed them thoroughly.
So there's going to be a number of Free State Project participants who are going to be going on Christmas Eve, and they're already buying their tickets for that because, you know, again, it's for at least a few solid weeks. I think you're going to need to buy your tickets in advance, at least in a lot of places, for this movie. If the early ticket sales are any indication, I mean, it's already sold on the first day of pre-sales more than 8 times as many tickets as the previous record holder for pre-sales.
It's a big deal.
So that's an indicator. In fact, there's a piece over at the Associated Press asking if this could be the biggest movie release ever.
Could be.
NHLibertyForum.com. Liberty Forum's coming up February 18th through the 21st. It's in Manchester, New Hampshire at the Radisson Hotel. What a great excuse to get together with other liberty-minded people. Hundreds of people, many of whom have already moved for the Free State Project, most of whom have not yet moved. They're considering making a move, or they're committed to move but haven't yet had a chance to do so. Maybe they're waiting until the Free State Project reaches 20,000 participants, which it's over or close to 18,000 right now. Go to NHLibertyForum.com and you can get your tickets now. We're going to be broadcasting live from the event. Again, it's February 18th through the 21st. NHLibertyForum.com. The biggest speaker announced thus far, Edward Snowden.
That's a pretty big deal.
The Edward Snowden will be speaking via remote video link, because if he comes to the United States, he'll be arrested by the feds because they hate him for revealing some of their secrets about how they're spying on everyone. Yeah, that Edward Snowden. He'll be speaking as a keynote speaker at the Liberty Forum. Go to NHLibertyForum.com, February 18th through the 21st. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Again, we're broadcasting live every single night. So we were talking about some of the, you know, characters that are outside of the Star Wars, I guess, preview, if you will, the early premiere that's going to be happening this week. The full release is going to be on Thursday, but there's actually an early premiere happening, I think, Monday or Tuesday in Los Angeles at the Grumman Chinese Theater. Anyway, there's just a little bit more here from The Guardian. There's one guy sporting long brown dreadlocks out front. He is a 45-year-old fan of the original trilogy, he says, but he's old school, so he didn't like The Phantom Menace. He says, "I keep coming back to pay tribute to the original Star Wars. Unlike his fellow campers, Mr. Klukey had not made use of the group's new policy, which allows fans to leave the line by signing out in order to go to work, take a shower, or sleep elsewhere. He said the theater lets us use their facilities around the clock. In the past, for the 6-week lines, we'd all rent a motel room to go in and shower. This is only for 12 days, so I don't need that luxury. I'll just use baby wipes in the bathroom. That's good enough."
Man, he's in.
That is hardcore right there. And apparently this is like nothing to him because he's done 6-week-long lines before. What was that for? Were the previous Star Wars movies that fanatical?
I don't know. I can't speak to it, Ian. I mean,
I remember them being big. I remember them definitely being a big deal when they came out, but wow.
It's crazy talk to me, but I don't understand any of it. So, I mean, I wouldn't sit in one of these lines. I'm not trying to make fun or anything like that. I get that people are passionate about it. There are things that I would be passionate about, but it just isn't this.
There's a lot of dressing up, too, of course, that goes on. A lot of character cosplay, as they call it. Right?
We're excited at my house to see Star Wars. Jack is excited. He's really into Star Wars right now at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to wait to see it till we get down in Florida and can watch it in IMAX. We leave. We're leaving on December the 20th, and we're going to drive down over the course of 2 days. So the earliest possible moment that we could possibly see it would be on, like, the 23rd.
Mm.
And so...
It's going to be packed.
It probably will be, but either way, it'll be fine. You know, like, wait a week to see it, everything will be fine.
Associated Press reporting, riding galaxy-sized expectations, the new Star Wars movie opening Friday is set... Oh, it says Friday, but here in Keene, which is by no means the movie capital of the world, it's going to be opening on Thursday evening. They've got two showings
right.
on Thursday evening.
It's still a Friday opening.
No. If it's not Friday, it's not a Friday opening.
Yep, that's what it is.
Anyway, it's setting records for pre-opening ticket sales, but does that mean the movie is destined to be the biggest of all time? Though several signs point in that direction, of course, the outcome isn't guaranteed. The movie is on track to have the biggest December opening ever, topping The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey, which took in $85 million in the United States and Canada on its opening weekend in December of 2012. Ticket seller Fandango says advanced ticket sales for Star Wars Episode 7 have already topped every other movie, and IMAX says it has sold double the previous record. IMAX receipts amount for a third of pre-release sales for this movie.
So I have a difficult time here. I mean, one time I hear that Avengers is the top-grossing movie, and like, there's so many qualified number ones when it comes to movies. It's
sure.
It's like going into a radio market and asking what the number one station is, and every radio station's number one because they break it out in demographics. Like, well, we're number one with males, 12 to
right.
21.
A lot of movies can be number one if you don't adjust for inflation.
And that sort of thing. Also, they're looking at gross receipts, opening night receipts, opening weekend. You know, like they have all these other qualifications, and I don't even know what's number one anymore.
I bet it's still Gone with the Wind. I have to pull up a list.
I don't know.
Because if you adjust for inflation, it's usually Gone with the Wind.
But I want to know, I want new movies to be outdoing old movies. I think this churn is good for sort of the movie economy. If Gone with the Wind is still the biggest movie ever, then J.J. Abrams sucks at his job. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, they should be able to move people into a theater, sit their butts in seats, and have them pay money to watch a movie.
But weren't movies more of a thing back then?
Sure they were. It doesn't matter. You got to make it happen.
Ticket seller Fandango says, again, there's big numbers here. Whether it bests the biggest grosser of all time, which has been Avatar, which, if you recall, that was 2009.
So now it's Avatar. I thought it was a Marvel movie.
With $2.8 billion
I loved
worldwide.
Avatar. I thought it was an awesome movie. And I thought it was even better when it was Dances with Wolves.
Depends on word of mouth and whether fans love it enough to watch it multiple times through the new year. Star Wars will have the advantage of having weak competition for months. Marvel's Deadpool doesn't come out until mid-February, while Warner Brothers' Batman vs. Superman isn't out until late March. Eric Davis, the managing editor of Fandango, says, I think it's going to own January. I know one guy who has 9 tickets to see it in the first week alone.
9 tickets.
Yeah, he's already bought 9 tickets.
That's
even though
really
he hasn't
funny.
Seen it one time.
I will often go see a Marvel movie that I enjoyed a second time.
Okay. In the theater.
In the theater. I like that experience. Sometimes I'll even go so far as to, if I enjoyed it, I'll go and watch it in IMAX or something.
You know what? I actually did see Avatar twice in the theater, but that was just a strange circumstance.
Isn't it what, that I drug you there?
I don't know. It's Free Talk Live, 855-453.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 bulletproof vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A bulletproof vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, How safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is coming out this week, and you know, Free Talk Live isn't necessarily a pop culture show generally. I mean, we like to talk about the ideas of liberty here on Free Talk Live, and I'm sure someone can tie that into Star Wars. They'll draw some sort of parallel between the Empire and the United States government, and you know, we can go there if you want to. But you know, we do talk about anything here, so this is, in the world of pop culture, one of the most important, probably cultural cinema icons, if you will, Star Wars. I mean, historically,
I've heard of it. Yeah,
in the last several decades now, it's almost been 40 years since the original film came out. It was 1977, I believe. In fact, was the first Star Wars. So, I mean, this is a multi-generational, phenomenon. Thank you. That's exactly what I was looking for.
Phenom. You can use that one, too.
Yeah. And so, you know, certainly we're talking about, especially given the advanced ticket sales setting records already. So the big question is Star Wars going to be the biggest movie opening of all time? And that is certainly, you know, speculatively, possibly. I mean, given that they've sold more twice, the IMAX theaters have sold more than twice what their current previous record holder was. Other theaters have sold 8 times, so like Fandango or whatever, these early purchase ticket sales sites. There's MovieTickets.com and Fandango. Those are the two biggies that I know about. They are selling record numbers.
It's really hard for me to go to a movie these days that isn't IMAX, I mean...
Really, you're spoiled, huh?
Well, I mean, if you're going to go see a movie,
yeah.
Don't you want to go get the IMAX experience?
I'd really have to want to go see a movie in order to go all the way to an IMAX, because we're in Keene, New Hampshire.
But that's my problem.
You know, an hour and a half drive to the IMAX.
I'm kind of the opinion that we'd be a lot better off if there were half as many theaters that were twice as good,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, you know, just theater owners... Destroy those six cinemas, open three that are IMAX, and play the good movies that people want to see. Now, maybe I'm wrong. They're looking at their business. I'm not looking at their business. I realize not every movie comes out in IMAX, but I've seen a lot of movies that have come out where, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 years ago, I would have gone and seen those movies if I had the chance. But I don't go to the theater anymore unless it's got to be epic.
Yeah.
And otherwise, I can just wait till it comes on Amazon Prime and watch it on the TV, you know? I mean, that's a pretty good experience.
So, I've got the list of movies, the top movies, top grossing movies as adjusted for inflation, and also the unadjusted, the just top grossing movies.
Okay.
So, we'll get into that here a little bit. You can also bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. A little bit more about the pre-sales and some of the numbers that might indicate that The Force Awakens, the new Star Wars movie, Episode 7, coming out this week, maybe the biggest release ever. You're certainly welcome to share your thoughts on anything you want. Dylan is on the line in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dylan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to segue from Star Wars, because, I mean, everyone loves Star Wars, even me.
There's some people who actually don't love Star Wars, I'm sure. In fact, I was watching the React channel on YouTube, and they did a little Star Wars. What they'll do is they'll play a movie trailer for a group of people, and they'll get the reactions.
Yeah.
They did the Star Wars trailer for the elders, and there are actually a fair amount of them that, even though they were alive and certainly old enough to watch the originals when it came out, who had never seen
Star Wars. See, I'm with Dylan here. I thought everybody liked it.
Wow.
But most of them did love it, just to be clear. Go ahead, Dylan.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to talk about the political race and Rand Paul particular.
I just saw him last night. Just talked to him last night.
Okay, awesome. I know he's not everybody's preferred candidate, but I think he's a viable option. And
his numbers are going up right now. I believe he's just came in fourth in a recent poll at something like 5%, beating out Jeb Bush.
Oh, that's good. That's something I hadn't heard. And if that's the case, then what I wanted to bring up. Well, what I wanted to bring up was Rand Paul's ratings were not high enough to be in the next debate, apparently.
Really?
Has that decision been made? Because I know I saw headlines saying that he may not be in the debate if he doesn't get a certain polling percentage, like 3.5% or some arbitrary number like that. Is that a done deal?
What's your source?
CNN actually say he's out?
I was actually listening to Jeff Berwick's podcast, and no, I don't believe it's set in stone yet, but I wanted to make the point that if we want him to continue to express these views that he's got to a vast majority of America, then I guess some people had better start showing support.
When is the debate this week?
I think it's like Thursday or something.
Thursday, yeah.
Don't quote me on it.
Because I saw an article where Rand Paul was sort of hinting at some sort of major announcement that they might make. Like, it was qualified. It was a qualified statement. Something to the effect of, if we don't get into the debate, that he's going to have some sort of an announcement on Tuesday about the future of the campaign. And so, obviously, there's a lot of speculation that he's going to end his campaign if he doesn't make it into this. Now, whether that's, you know, that's nothing more than speculation at this point.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, if he pulls out of the race, that's certainly going to leave a lot of disappointed liberty-loving people who've chosen him
exactly.
as their anointed one.
I'd be disappointed.
Exactly, because, I mean, everyone has the quarrel that Rand Paul wasn't his dad.
Yeah.
And sure as hell not, he's not.
Nope, not even close.
Well, to some extent, I think that...
Like,
go ahead. Yeah, well, I think that Rand was running a campaign to see what it would be like if a libertarian ran as, this is my conjecture.
He doesn't say he's a libertarian.
He doesn't say that, no. I ran as a sort of an undercover Republican and to see
exactly
what that was like. But Mike, that's speculation on my part. I don't know the answer, but I do know that Ron Paul endorses him, says that he's going to be, he's a good libertarian, and that Judge Napolitano says that he's every inch the libertarian that his dad is.
Yeah, he can't call himself a libertarian because there's a bad connotation there somewhere, somehow.
Well, I disagree. I mean, Ron Paul whooped his butt in the polling numbers.
In 2012,
in
his second run.
So
Rand Paul, much younger than Ron
Paul.
Ron Paul
was on the stage in the debates in the first run, too, in 2008, by the way. So he was doing fine back then. It was the 2008 run where he had the Ron Paul blimp and all that stuff. So the Ron Paul 2008 campaign was big, and the 2012 campaign was bigger.
The 2008 campaign was big with financing and passionate people. Rand Paul doesn't have the passionate people.
Because he won't talk about freedom.
Who would have known that, though? That's a difficulty.
Anyone who looked at the Ron Paul campaign would have known.
No, I don't think that that's necessarily the case.
You'd have to be a fool to not know that if you don't do what Ron Paul did, you're not going to have as good a result.
Yeah, I think that Rand Paul's got two things working against him. Is that, A, those that were passionate about his dad aren't passionate about him because he doesn't speak in the same way. And, B, many of those people that his dad converted have now decided to step out of the political process because, it's all immoral anyway.
If Rand Paul sounded like Ron Paul, every single one of the Ron Paul supporters would be behind him. Every one of them. Because they'd be as excited. Yeah. Dylan, any other thoughts you want to share with us? Please do.
I just wanted to mention I ordered Halo 5 on Purse, and I got 50% off, although I did have to wait.
You got the 50%.
Four weeks. Okay, so you put the order in, and then 4 weeks later, somebody went ahead and bid on it.
Yeah, just for expletive deleted and giggles.
That's the way to go. I mean, look, I always got some sort of video game. If I want to play some video game, I certainly have plenty of them. So why not just put it in at 50% or 45 or whatever percent and then just sit
on it. See what happens.
And wait until somebody bites it. Hey, here's an update for you, Dylan. I did just check on Rand Paul. He apparently has made the cut. So he will be
good
in the main debate this week, which probably means he won't be resigning from the campaign at this point. So thanks for your call tonight. Glad I could give you some good news there.
Either way, he's more supported than Jeb Bush is, and the media continues to support that guy. He continues to get interviews. I mean, let's be serious here. Jeb Bush is a non-player in this election.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, whether it's Star Wars or the war for the White House. This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition here. 855-450-FREE or Skype into the show at username lrn.fm.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF NSF-53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us here. Toll free number 855-453. Tis the week for Star Wars. Forget about Christmas and holiday shopping. People are going to be lining up in some cases for days. Some already have been in Los Angeles and the Hollywood Chinese Theater there. People have been lined up since as early as the 5th of this month. So a solid week already. Some people have been camped out. And according to the piece we were reading from The Guardian earlier, the theaters actually open around the clock for the fans. So if you're in the line there, you can just go and, you know, take a dump in the theater and then go back out to the
it's
line.
It's good for the theater to, to cater. Promote this. Yeah.
So very exciting. There's people going to be having a wedding out there. Obviously, all kinds of people decked out in their favorite outfits and things like that. And you're welcome to share your thoughts. 855-453.
Are they wearing their outfits for a week?
I don't know, Mark.
Putting on skits?
Maybe they're taking a break on sometimes. I mean, it's probably not too cold in Los Angeles right now, so I don't know.
I don't know.
Toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Looking at some of the numbers already, it is shaping up to be a big movie. I mean, obviously, the buzz is huge, and the pre-sale tickets are a big deal. Eric Davis is the managing editor of Fandango, which is a large ticket seller online.
I've heard of it, yeah.
He says, I think it's going to own January. I know one guy who has 9 tickets to see it in the first week alone. That's what we're talking about, he says. A single ticket in a big city could cost $25 or more after paying for extras like IMAX and 3D. Can you believe that? $25 to go see a movie these days? I mean, it's 10 or 12 bucks here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah, I'm not used to paying even that much, even when I go to IMAX. But if you can get it, you should get it. When it comes to, you know, I mean, if you've got this huge blockbuster, you know it's going to be a blockbuster and everybody's going to want to see it. I don't see any particular reason why you shouldn't raise the price, especially for the early ticket sales.
Social media activities off the charts, according to Movie Pilot Incorporated, exactly a month from release. The Force Awakens had 405 million trailer and teaser views on Facebook and YouTube. That's 87% more than this summer's Jurassic World, which opened domestically with a record of $208 million in ticket sales and owns the all-time number three spot with $1.7 billion worldwide. I believe that is not adjusted for inflation. So Jurassic World, the biggest movie of the year thus far, biggest movie of all, you know, third biggest of all time.
Yeah.
That one, you know, the Star Wars movie has 87% more trailer views already than that movie did.
It could mean something very, very good.
Yeah. What's more, the 178,000 weekly searches for the movie on Google is more than three times as high as Jurassic World, which had 51,800 weekly searches a month from release, according to Movie Pilot. People are searching and craving and demanding content, said their CEO. That is a very strong
thing. I hope it delivers. I'm sort of disappointed after seeing that silly lightsaber, but then again...
What, the little cross-looking lightsaber?
It didn't
I thought that looked kind of cool.
Well, it just doesn't make any sense. Lightsabers, you know, the way they were designed, they when the blades hit each other, there's a lot of friction. You know,
yeah.
So you don't need a cross-guard pommel. Plus, if there's a blade in the middle of the cross-guard pommel, it just the blade it would hit the that little, you know, the handle part and then destroy the lightsaber. So in two ways it's useless. But the baddest one of them all so far is Darth Maul. At least that's one of my opinion.
Okay.
That's my opinion. And he had a silly weapon, it was the two bladed lightsaber. Basically, it was
a bow staff kind of thing.
Yeah, but a bow staff is useful because you can grab it in a bunch of different places.
Yeah, this only had the center.
Yeah, this was not as useful. This is like a sword, like a two sided sword. You would have to ask yourself, where in the world is the two bladed sword? If this was a good idea, and the answer is nowhere, because it's not. You can't strike in the same way. You can't follow through because, I don't know, you slice yourself in half.
Right. You can tell Mark is a fan. He has very distinct opinions about the types of lightsabers that are out there.
They really haven't come up with good lightsabers besides the original lightsabers.
They're trying to top it, though.
They look good. But here's the question I would have to ask you, and I'm a... Okay, in full disclosure, I'm a fan of shields, not a fan of swords.
Uh-huh.
From a philosophical
That's
standpoint.
That's why you like Captain America.
I think that might be where it came from.
Okay.
But if you can create a lightsaber, can you then not create a light shield?
Why not?
Yeah. And if you can create a light shield and have a lightsaber, will you not then kick every other Jedi's butt?
So let's go to Randy. He's in California, and you can bring up anything you want. Randy, you're listening to LRN.FM. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, I know I have a different question, but first of all, I have to say I do agree with Mark on some of the sense with the lightsaber deals. I think they look cool. Darth Maul's lightsaber looked really cool, but, you know, realistically, it doesn't make sense. Same with the new one with Kylo Ren. Even though I think Kylo Ren handmade his own lightsaber, so maybe that's why it's supposed to show that it's not.
Who's Kylo Ren? Is that the character
name? That's the bad guy.
Okay.
Yeah, the new one, you know, with that has the lightsaber with the...
The guy with the duck mask or whatever?
Yeah. Supposed to be the new bad guy, but, yeah, I got I got opening tickets at Cineopolis, so I'm looking forward to it. But
really? Awesome. Have fun.
Opening tickets where?
Cineopolis.
Have you heard of Cineopolis? Cineopolis? Have you heard of
No, is that a theater brand?
Yeah, it's, I'm here on the West Coast. It's a movie theater. It is the greatest movie theater ever. You sit down.
Why?
It has kind of lazy boy chairs that you can press a button. They serve you food. They have a waitress and waiter for you. And you have drinks. And
Do you have your order in already?
oh, yeah. I'm already prepared.
Can you get a beer?
Coke waiting for me already. But
okay, that's what I
almost
want to know.
All of these foodie theaters have alcohol. They have alcohol license.
Right. There's this in where I'm from. There's this one of these theaters that does like the European stuff with subtitles. And the best thing about it is
Burns Court.
Yeah, it was Burns Court. The best thing about it is you can go there and get like a Newcastle and Newcastle Ale, and that was pretty awesome. I haven't seen too many theaters that do that. I don't look around.
They
a
didn't
lot
have
of
like table. Now, do you actually have a table you're sitting in front of, or is it like a fold down from the like if you're on an airplane? Is it like a fold down on the seat in front of you, or are you like actually behind a table?
No, it's kind of like imagine you're at like a regular movie theater, but the seats are huge. So your arms, even if there's someone next to you, there's probably a foot and a half of rest in between you and the person next to you.
Nice.
They're super comfy chairs that have a button that, you know, the legs go up and down. And then you have like a little, it's like a little tray that swivels out in front of you. Like imagine like almost like a little robotic arm kind of deal that you can slide in front of you. There's nothing that, like, from the, it goes from your armrest and then you pull it over, over your seat.
So that's what you put the food on. Now, obviously, another big issue with movie theaters is getting in and out of the rows. Do they give you more walking space to, like, make it easy for the waitress to come bring the food over and people moving around?
Yeah, it's about, probably a little bigger than, like, the handicapped. You know, the regular movie theater, they have a handicapped little row area. It's probably about that size, maybe a little bigger. You have a button you press if you want to drink in the middle of the movie, or, you know, they serve like full on food, and it's good food. You know, they have popcorn, obviously. Huh. Then you can get like, edamames, you can get sushi, you can get, anything.
What do you drop on one of these things? So, I mean, is the food pretty pricey? I mean, when you go there and you order an entree, what are you paying? 20, 30? What's an entree go for?
Well, that's the thing. Like, my fiance and I look at it as kind of like the whole night out, you know. But the tickets, for both of us to get tickets for the showing, it was $48 for two tickets. It's like $22, a little over $22.50 a ticket, which isn't bad considering. And then obviously, you know, everything's pretty priced. You know, popcorn's about the same price. But overall, you know, we'll spend, you know, $100, $150.
Now tell me, when you go to this theater, do you go a certain amount of time early to place your order and all that and, like, start eating? Or, like, when do they serve the food in relation to when the movie actually begins?
Yeah, well, they have, like, a restaurant there and a full bar with, like, a 100-foot, or not 100, but probably about a 50-foot screen, you know, sports bar that you can sit and eat before the movie. And you can take your drink in with you. You can just walk in with your drink. Or you can sit down and, they, you know, you can get there 15 minutes before and order food, but they continue serving food throughout the movie. So if in the
middle, is it distracting?
Of the movie,
I mean, do they manage to, like, serve the food without getting in the way of people?
Yeah, and, you know, that's the one thing. It's not, they do a good job, the waiters and stuff, of, like, kind of crouching. And the seats, how the levels and rows are spaced, is they're a little higher. So
you got, like, the stadium seating kind of thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. Almost higher than that. So
sounds like quite a nice experience. I know they have something in New Hampshire like that called Chunky's. I have not yet been to
it. It's just a restaurant with a...
I've heard it's very similar, Mark, where they have the nice seating and you can order food and all that. What was it called? Cineopolis on the West Coast?
Yeah, Cineopolis. Cineopolis.
Sounds like a cool experience, Randy. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the... Oh, you have a question. All right, stand by. You actually called for a different reason. It's Free Talk Live.
You don't do that. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.